You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Congress leaves without a stimulus package, California tops 600,000 cases, and experts worry about a vaccine for kids. Here's what you should know. After weeks of partisan debate in Congress, House and Senate members will leave Washington until next month while still, quote, hopelessly far apart, unquote, on a new stimulus package for Americans. The 2020 party conventions will consume members for the next few weeks, and it is not clear when negotiations will restart. As of Friday, California has confirmed more than 600,000 total cases of COVID-19 while also suffering more than 11,000 deaths. But Governor Gavin Newsom says the state may be turning the corner on this pandemic after reporting a 19% decline in hospitalizations over the past 2 weeks. COVID-19 vaccine trials have focused almost entirely on adults, in part because COVID is more deadly for them than it is for kids, and also because they're easier to study. But leaving kids out of the vaccine equation could lead to big problems down the road. Finally, here's today's one question. Should I get a COVID test before I see my family? There are times that getting a test is helpful, but certain kinds of tests can wait too long to get results or produce false positives and inaccuracies that make them less effective. It's complicated, but go online to Wired.com's guide for help. Want more news you can use? Subscribe to the Tech In 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.